Happy Easter. This is one of my favorite days of the whole year. I hardly slept last night. Spirit was doing what Spirit does, and I can't explain that to you. I'm going to try any more than I can explain the resurrection to you. I remember when I was a child, I was probably about 9 years old when I first heard the story of the resurrection. And I remember thinking, if you say so, okay. And then as I got older, it was like, I'm having trouble with this story. Anybody identify with the idea of, you know, Jesus getting up and walking around again after his death? Didn't make sense to me. So I'm not here to try to explain that because I can't. I can't explain the resurrection to you. I cannot tell you what happened. But here's my very best guess. And we're just going to get that part out of the way right away. My very best guess is this. First, a question. Have you ever experienced the presence of someone else in your life, either living or beyond this life, that you knew that they were with you? Have you ever? Would you be willing to just say, yep?
Yes.
Okay. If you haven't, don't worry about it, because you probably did and you didn't know that's what was happening. So if we are capable in this life, this walking around 21st century life, if we're capable of being able to receive the presence of another who is not physically with us, then that opens up a realm of possibilities already, doesn't it? Have you had dreams or visions, inklings, things you couldn't explain? So how about this idea? Something happened a couple of thousand years ago that shifted the paradigm of life. Something happened. And I would venture to say that Jesus had such an energetic vitality about him that those who were not used to the idea of someone not in their presence being in their presence would not have known how to explain it, and so they used the best words that they could. I cannot put it out of the realm of possibility that that energetic presence of the Christ was so real that people believed they saw him. Let's just go with that. And if that is not an explanation that works for you today, you will find one that does. Because something happened. Something happened at the apex of this life that Jesus Christ lived. Something happened that changed everything. And that all this time later, we still talk about it. All this time later, we still look to it for hope. You know, the title of the talk today is The Ultimate Security. Now, it would be simple to say that the ultimate security would be that this life goes on after you die. That's the ultimate security. That's obvious. We know that that's true. But what about the security that was taught to us by Jesus before he died? What about that? What about all those lessons that he taught us? What about all the times that he said, look, I'm showing you how to live a spiritual life while you're walking around in this human body. Just watch what I'm doing and know that the Father, know that God, you know that the Great Spirit is working through me as it also works through you every day. I had the weirdest experience driving today, and luckily it did not affect my ability to stay on the road. But I had this just very strong knowledge, knowing that this moment was being created, and this moment was being created, and this one, and this next one, and this next one was being created. And when I walked through the door, I was seeing the creation of people that I love standing before me, and the love that we exchange. Every moment of creation. On the way here today, I saw three things that really, because I was looking for them, like you said in the gathering prayer today, kid, I was looking for them. So I saw calves. Well, that's cute. And if you happen to be where the goats and the sheep are, the kids and the lambs are pretty darn cute too. Brand new life. I saw blankets of the yellow flowers that sprung up after the great rain we had this week. Carpets. And as I went by the Mandola vineyards, there was an Easter egg hunt going on. All these happy little children running around, finding their Easter eggs under the sheltering eyes of their parents. And I thought, how many years has that been going on? And some little kids were experiencing it for the first time, just like some of ours. I thought, wow, children hunting Easter eggs beside a vineyard. Kind of cool. And of course, what I'm acknowledging there also is that all that new life and all those little bunnies and all those little chicks and all those little eggs are all about the fertility rites of spring, of renewal. It goes back to the earth religions. It's all blended together, my friends. It's all one thing. So Jesus came and he lived his life and he said, look at this life, live this kind of life. This is in you. You can do this. Despite what the disciples said, I don't get this, Jesus. Despite Peter walking out on the water and then realizing he was on the water and then he sank. Like we do. Yeah? Oh, we get all lifted up when we walk out on the water and we're going, wow, spiritual life is great. I just love knowing that God's present all the time. Oh my gosh, I forgot to pay this bill and I've got extra charges. Boom. Down we go. But you see, the thing is, the ultimate security is that in every facet of our lives, the presence of God is right there. Just when we think this is hopeless, I am not going to recover from this. Or even on a day where you say, wish I hadn't gotten out of bed. The whole spectrum. Any time during your day you can say, yes, but God is right here. Doesn't feel like it right now, but I know that it's true because there's a knowing in you that's deeper than what your mind is telling you. All the time. And that's why your spiritual life is important to everybody else's spiritual life on the planet. That's why your prayers are essential for the well-being and the blessing of the world. Today, we're sending our blessing to the people of Sri Lanka who suffered terrible tragedy on their Easter Sunday. And it causes fear. Can we just blanket them with love so that love begins to overcome their fear? Can we do that? Because if we can't do that on Easter, when will we do it? When will we not pray for those near and far? So, it was a strange thing that Jesus did. When we gathered for the Good Friday service, which I want to share with you, the reading that I did was the part where Jesus was on the cross, and he made sure that his mother Mary was taken care of by the disciple John. So even in his moment of most extreme suffering, he was looking out for the welfare of others. He was showing how taking care of other human beings is an important part of our spiritual life, even as he was close to death. He was taking care of that business. And if he could do that when he was close to death, why could we not do that when our life is softer and easier? Why not when we're self-absorbed about our own inner dilemmas? Can we not reach out to another and, oh my goodness, it's almost like a miracle we start feeling better when we start helping other people when we are in the worst place? Have you not found that to be true? If you haven't found that to be true, try it. Even if you have to do it with clenched teeth. Is there anything I can do for you today? I would like to get out of my own little old self. How can I be of service to you? That's a good question to ask anybody, anytime. How can I be of service to you? Because that takes us into that other realm, that supernatural realm, where we connect at a level that's beyond our appearance, it's beyond our circumstances, it's beyond what we think about each other. It's where we connect at that deep level that feels like it's somewhere like right here, and there's this golden thread that connects us. That's not just woo-woo talk. That's a physical manifestation that we get when we connect with others. It's vital to our lives. I love talking about this. You know, I never could understand why people would talk about Jesus died for our sins, and but we have to be real good so we can go to heaven. But Jesus died for our sins. But our sins are going to get us to hell. Had a little trouble reconciling that until I went away from it altogether. So I started out Baptist, and then I went to Baylor and decided not to be Baptist anymore, and started going to the Episcopalian church, and I did that for a while, and then I walked away from that, and I kind of dabbled around in the earth religions, and I dabbled around in no religion, and I dabbled around with the intellectual stuff until I found unity. I went, oh gosh, my mind responds to this and my heart responds to it. This is a good thing. This is providing some answers to me, and also self-accountability. I'm not following somebody else's rules. I'm listening for my own inner set of guidance. That's very empowering. It's also very scary, isn't it? Back in the days when we had churches that gave us rules, so we just followed those rules, and then we were going to be good. Got it covered. Follow those rules. So now we kind of free fall into the truth that lives right in here all the time. And all we do when we come together is figure out how to hone the skill of listening. That's what we're about all the time. It's finding out how to listen. Finding out how to step beyond our fear into the next part of life that is our spiritual journey with courage and with confidence And with security, let me tell you what, that security is going to be bigger than if you ever won the Powerball. Should I throw that one at you again? Because you're at it. Look, pockets. Somebody give me a tissue so I can just put it in here and say I used my pocket. Yeah, you got it. Thank you, David. Where was I?
Powerball.
Oh, Powerball, uh-huh. See, y'all are paying attention. See, we can think that security is about money. Maybe it's about companionship. Maybe it's about good health. Maybe it's about the house we live in. Maybe it's about our retirement plan. Maybe, and those are all earthly things that could all just go poo. And we would still be secure. Because who's with us all the time? In us. Who's there? Thank you. One person. I thought I was doing better than that. Who's with us all the time, no matter what's going on in our lives? Thank you. Gosh, God, you got to say God on Easter. You have to. Listen, we're making something new every single day. It may seem like your same routine, but just try reading something special to you that you read last year and see how it's changed its meaning, not because the words changed, but because you did. If you come to church and it's the same old thing every single time, don't look at me. I'm being serious here. This is about what you decide to do with your life. And we had a way shower that showed us how. He showed us how to heal the sick, raise the dead, live abundantly. He showed us how to love people. He showed kindness. He showed integrity. He showed authenticity. He was a teacher. He showed us. We've got the map. We've got the blueprint for this new paradigm. And really, when it comes to it, it doesn't matter what happened 2,000 years ago. Because it's alive today. That thing in us that is our living, breathing spirit. It's so encouraging, isn't it? We don't have to know. We just have to live it. Can you do? Something got created on Friday, Good Friday, that I don't think had ever been before exactly like it was. The faith community of Wimberley came together for a Good Friday service. It was hosted at the United Methodist Church. And let me tell you who all participated in that. The First Baptist Church of Wimberley, the Lutheran Church of the Resurrection, St. Stephen's Episcopal Church, the Unity Church of Wimberley, yay, Wimberley Presbyterian Church, Wimberley United Methodist Church. We all came together to talk about that last day of his physical life. And there was word and there was song. Kit brought the well to the faith community of Wimberley that were there that day. And you could hear the sighs of recognition and appreciation in the people that were there. There was an interpretive dance. We sang hymns out of the Methodist hymnal. And there was a common thread through all of it about the living spirit. Not just a death on Good Friday. Throughout it all was about the living spirit. Not just of that one, of all of us. Now, I would like to think there's this appreciation that we have with each other, all the clergy. And what we did on Friday, and I believe Tommy counted the number of people that were there and the number of people from Unity that were there. And I don't know what you used for your baseline number, but Tommy figured out that 12.5% of us were at that service on Friday. Was that about 12.5? Okay. It might have been 12.65, but we represented, and I have to think that what's occurring is yet another paradigm shift. That we come together and we see each other and we appreciate each other, and our differences are not as important as our commonness. In your town, right here, there's a shift. I mean, for some denominations, I should be even standing up here. I should not be an ordained minister. And that's why I didn't go that direction. But there was still an honoring and an appreciation. It doesn't matter how we agree or disagree with each other. The spirit in us identifies with the spirit in others. One last thing I'll share with you. If you read Father Richard Rohr's Meditations from the Center for Action and Contemplation out of New Mexico, today he said that if you look at the art of the Western Christian Church and the Eastern Orthodox Church, the Western Church shows Jesus rescuing Adam and Eve, just rescuing the humans from Adam and Eve on. In the Eastern Orthodox Church, the art shows Jesus reaching down into hell and pulling people out of it. How did we miss that on the Western side? How did we miss that? That means hell is no longer a thing for us to fear. If you still feel like there's a hell you might go to, you can get over it today. It's done. It's done. What's here now is life forever. Life that will go on after your body's done. That's our ultimate security, my friends. That's it. Not only do we live forever, but we live fully right here, right now, creating every single moment. Just live it full out, my friends. Live it full out. Today's a day of celebration and renewal. Look at our children and watch their joy and watch their energy with all that sugar. And watch our energy. You could feel it when you walked in the room today. It's still there simmering, ready for the next moment of creation. So shall we just take a moment? I want you to take a moment at the beginning of our meditation just to be silent and to really draw yourself into the middle of yourself. Just gather all your energy up. Bring it back to the source from which it originated, right there in your center. And don't worry about how you think it's supposed to feel. Don't worry about whether or not you can do it. It's already built in. It's a part of your operating system. Start with gratitude. got up on this beautiful day and you came to be with people who think like you do, want to live like you want to live. Like-minded souls that are your brothers and sisters. And gathered throughout this nation are other like-minded souls who are seeking to know the eternality of life, the infinite realm of possibility. They may call it other things, but truly we were built as human beings to dare and to achieve greatly in our spiritual lives. There's something about that ancient position that humbles us. But it also connects us to that which makes us humble. A man spoke to Jesus once and he said, "I believe. Help me in my unbelief." All the mysteries of life are revealed to us in the right time. But for today, let us be about the business of creating one moment after another. Always in renewal. Be quiet with your God for just a moment. Keep breathing. Thank you, beloved friends, for being willing to go deeply into that place of truth and mystery and certainty, that place of blessing. Place of forgiving ourselves and healing others with our words, our thoughts, our prayers. That place that enlivens us and inspires us in our daily routine. And lastly, but not least, give thanks for our brother, master, teacher, guiding spirit that walked once upon this earth, Jesus Christ, the one who knew his humanity and his divinity, just as we are learning how to do. And celebrate this day. You are awake. You're alive. You are God's very own. And so it is. Amen.
corazón.